It is coming this weekend, once again, the Wine Country Film Festival to the eastern part of Sonoma County. Stephen Ashton is here. He is the co-founder and director. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Looking forward to this weekend. You know, I finally, last year, made it to a couple of films during the film festival. One of the things I found so striking about it were the different locations that these film screenings took place.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we really kind of have a lot of fun with is our spectacular outdoor shows. It's if you remember how much fun it was to go to a drive-in, well, this is beyond that by 100 miles. We have at Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens an amphitheater that is just a really plush, beautiful place right on the mountainside in Glen Ellen. Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens, where we have all of our outdoor shows Friday, Saturday, and
wow.
Sunday.
Wow. That should be beautiful weather for it.
Not only that, we have a 4K theatrical digital projector that is, like, you know, as bright as you get anything in any movie theater in this county, and a big, huge CinemaScope screen with Dolby surround sound. This is not your movie in the park. This is a real beautiful outdoor screening room of The First Order.
It's, of course,
a spectacular sight.
And of course you should have a Hungarian movie called Kingscombe, and people should wear their derby outfits outside to celebrate the opening kickoff. I love this idea. You put a derby outfit about a Hungarian movie about horses.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a Hungarian, you know, it's a Hungarian horse race movie. A romance. It's actually a true story. It's an amazing story. You should go online and take a look at it at our website, which, by the way, is WCFF.us. WCFF, the initials of Wine Country Film Festival, .us, as in USA. And
what are some of the standout movies we should be looking for this weekend, Stephen?
Well, Kinsam is certainly great, but, you know, I'd recommend people really start on Friday if they can. We have an animation, animated shorts, which is really great. We have a program called Rosé, Chèvre, and Vernet, which is a mysterious title, but the featured film in that section is a premiere of a brand-new film on the Rosé's resurrection as a super premium wine, if you will. And Robert Rex from Deerfield Ranch Winery is going to be there talking about how winemakers have taken a special fancy to rosé and a rosé tasting. And then we also have a film called Prime Meridian of Wine, which is set in Georgia. And it's the filmmaker is here from Georgia with Georgian wines that are going to be presented at that show, which is going to be really great. Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, on the Black Sea.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard really of the amazing Georgia landscape when it comes to wine so far.
You haven't. That's the birthplace of wine.
No, I mean that is where Georgia, USA. Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Thanks for clearing that up.
We're talking Black Sea, Georgia, down there where the original grapes were, the oldest grapevines were found. And their wine culture is just absolutely ancient. And so we have not only Nana, who's going to be the director of the film and Oscar-nominated a filmmaker, has been to our festival three times before, but we also have a discussion about the Georgian wines and a tasting of Georgian wines, which is going to be really special. You have to check the website to get the date and time. I'm not going to give you date and time right here on the radio because everybody's driving.
Let's not forget about this movie, because I think this is an interesting concept. You're going to do a wine seminar and film, Sommelier Charlie Arturo Oolo. I'm sure I'm butchering that name. But the film is about a sommelier who loses his taste, and you'll actually have a real sommelier there. So this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's one of the outdoor movies at Quarry Hill. It's really great. Charlie Arturo Oolo is his name. He's one of the top 10 palates in the world, and he is a Class A actor. His previous movie is when he loses his palate. This movie is the sequel, when he regains the palate. It's called The Duel of Wine. And he has to stand off stage and have a stand-in be able to do the sommelier competitions throughout Europe. But there, we also, prior to that film, have a three-hour intensive wine tasting seminar, a real with two sommeliers there, and the head of the brands of the Italian wines that are all featured in the movies.
Is anybody going to remember these movies after they see them? Because it sounds like there's a lot of wine tasting going on.
They're going to remember things that they never even thought they knew.
and you wrap up on Sunday with a movie called French Tour with Gérard Depardieu.
Exactly, with Gérard Depardieu, a festival favorite of ours. We've had, I don't know, a dozen of his movies. This is an amazing movie. It's French Tour, or Tour de France, where he plays a stonemason who promised his recently deceased wife that he was going to go recreate the paintings that the famous painter Vernet, the French painter, did of all the ports at the courtesy of Louis the 15th. And he goes from port to port to port, but he can't drive himself. So he has a driver, and the driver happens to be a rap artist on the run in France. And so you have the rap artist teaching Gérard Depardieu how to do rap, and you have Gérard trying to teach this kid all about painting.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a culture clash, and it is a fabulous road movie. It's really, really, really beautiful.
Well, it is going to be another stunning weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
A
program of Iranian shorts, of new independent filmmakers, underground filmmakers in Iran. Very special. So people don't want to miss that. And a special program of eco-cinema films. So go to wcff.us. and check the schedule, buy your tickets online, or you can get tickets at the door the day of show for cash.
All right, Stephen, much good luck to you. It is an occasion not to be missed. Thanks for being here, Stephen.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Come again. Come this year.
That is Stephen Ashton, co-founder and director of the Wine Country Film Festival.